Hi, I'm David Malapo from the I Can Foundation. A Christian songwriter once wrote this song. Because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all my fears are gone. Because I know that He holds the future and life is worth a living because He lives. That's my topic today, looking to the future. One of the reasons some people never have happy todays is that they continue to relive unhappy yesterdays. They will rather revisit the pain of the past than plan for a fantastic future. You can't change what has already happened to you, but you can get on with your life and you can put safeguards into place to ensure a better tomorrow. David Malapo, you may ask, how can I look to the future and forget the past? Thank you for asking that question. Here are some points to ponder. If the pain in your history is emotionally devastating, get professional and spiritual help immediately. Write a plan for what you will do to make certain that the sadness in your history does not return. If preventing a recurrence is not totally within your control, the question is, whom will you enlist to help? Who will support you and lift you up in prayer? Picture your memory as a roll of photographic film. The past represents a film that is already exposed. Some of those photos may not be your favorites, cut them. But the future is represented by the unexposed portion, awaiting images you have yet to experience. What wonderful memories do you intend to capture on the remaining frames? Encourage yourself during times of doubt and despair. The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. Tell yourself, today is the first day of the rest of my life. Ask a loved one, what can I begin to do today that will make it more fun for you to be with me? You see, friend, to enjoy sustained success, it is expedient that you face your past. You have to be courageous. You need to deal and remove the sting of your past. Here's the principle. You cannot move into your tomorrows with unresolved yesterdays. Although your past does not determine your future, your present decisions and actions will. It is not how you start the race that matters, but how you finish. Notice, prizes are never given at the starting line, but at the finishing line. Although we cannot change a single whisper of our yesterdays, tomorrow is a clean slate. It is spotless. What you write on it is up to you. The portrait of your future is painted by the brush of your present actions. I encourage you, friend, don't curse your past. Learn from it. Anger will ultimately destroy you. You see, anger is one letter from danger. If you put the letter D in front of anger, it will spell danger. So don't curse your past. Learn from it. Don't rehearse the past. It will turn your life's challenges from a molehill to a mountain. The painful past also will affect your pleasant present. Say bye-bye to the tomb of yesterday and welcome to the womb of today, the womb of possibilities. Make a conscious decision to move on, to forgive. If you choose not to forgive, the hurt of the past has an uncanny way of eating away at your heart and mind. The act of choosing to forgive and to move on is not easy, but in the long run, it is the only way to go. Remember that forgiveness brings freedom. Forgiveness is first a choice and then an action. Some people don't have a problem forgiving others, but they struggle with forgiving themselves. If we first accept the forgiveness of God, then we have every right to forgive ourselves. This, my friend, will unlock your God-given potential. Remember, we should all be concerned about the future because we will have to spend the rest of our lives there. So I encourage you, look to the future, forget the past, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.